This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri, and our guest now is Dr. Mitch Milstein, a professor of supply chain management at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and he's also a consultant. We had him on just before Christmas, and welcome back, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bill. I certainly hope it'll be a Happy New Year.
Yeah, you know, I just heard a story that inflation is hitting American consumers, they say, at a rate not seen in decades, up 7% from a year ago. So where are Missourians going to see the pinch to their pocketbook the most?
Well, I think you could follow the data in this case that comes from Department of Labor, and it's going to be in housing, specifically if you have to rent. That's an area that the people that own all of those units are taking advantage of this inflation and are raising their rents. And then you're going to see it, unfortunately, in the everyday staple items of food. To some extent, hard goods. We all know about used cars and new cars, and that's hitting appliances a little bit. But quite honestly, you know, unless something catastrophic happens, you can put off a purchase of one of those and keep things repaired. So it's really, to me, when you go to the grocery store, that you and I and everybody listening, I think, feels it the worst.
And from a supply chain standpoint, how does that affect inflation?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you and I spoke last time, I think it was actually Black Friday, you know, we talk about supply chain management, but in a way, it's almost like, Bill, you might want to talk to a labor economist. Because the supply chain is being affected by people, and it was before, and it's gotten worse. So if people are not available to do the work, then things are going to slow down in getting to us. And if they slow down in getting to us, but the demand is still there, then that naturally causes inflation. So if you have to pay more to get the people, what are you going to do as a business person? You're going to pass those costs along to your customers. Well, everybody is in that situation. So in days gone past, a couple of years ago, somebody tried to pass along a price increase. They might lose the business. And they were scared of that. So they kept their prices, you know, minimal inflation year over year, 2%, 3%, 1%. Well, now it's hitting everybody. And it's almost accepted. I can see it in my consulting business. By the way, as a professor, I see it from the academic perspective, but I have clients that are doing this right now. And so again, if everybody is in this situation of labor shortage and you have to pay more for it, then you're willing to accept your suppliers passing along price increases because you're passing them along. And by the way, I'm sure there are some people that are just taking advantage, and we're capitalists. This is not a bad thing. They're taking advantage of the environment of increasing prices to go ahead and raise prices that maybe are not as directly tied to the labor costs that they're experiencing. So that's what I see what's happening.
So two questions about the labor force. Is the lack of labor, is that just an issue here in the United States or from other countries where we're getting products from? And then, well, I'll just ask you that. I don't want to convolute the waters here.
Yeah, I mean, that is a great question. And the quick answer, it's easy to answer it. It's yes, it's everybody. It's everybody. The whole world has experienced this because you're either experiencing COVID kind of a little bit like the United States is, which, you know, quite honestly, for most of us, we're sort of in many cases trying to pretend that it's not there. So we either get sick. And again, depending on your vaccination status, you could get very sick or you get minorly sick. If you're minorly sick, it doesn't matter. You still have to stay away for 5 days. Or maybe you now are keeping your spouse because she has to stay home from work for 5 days. Or your kid's teacher got sick. And so they have to stay home from school for 5 days, which means you have to stay home and you can't go work in the factory, in the warehouse. You can't drive the truck. You can't work at the port. So we're doing it that way in the United States. Many other countries are just like us, or you're locking down your society and basically telling people you can't really interact the same. You need 6 feet distance between you, or if it's other rest of the world, 2 meters. And that slows things down. So however you're handling it as a country or even a state, either way, you're slowing down because of labor availability, either on purpose, you're sort of imposing it on yourself, like, as I think we said, some Asian countries are doing, or in more free societies where people are freer. Unfortunately, they're also freer to get sick or freer to be quarantined, and there's less people available. That's slowing down the supply chain and creating this inflationary environment. By the way, the supply chain is not creating the inflationary environment. That is more of a function of labor. We're just experiencing slowdowns, so we can't get products to people as fast or in the quantities that we want them to.
Dr. Mitch Milstein is a professor of supply chain management at UMSL and also a consultant. So other countries, let's take China, for example. If they're slowing things down, are they doing that purposely to hurt the United States economically?
Oh, no. Believe me, the Chinese, by the way, don't believe this communism stuff about the Chinese. They are some of the greatest capitalists in the world. They want to sell everything they can. They're slowing it down because they're trying to control COVID more on the, if you will, inbound side, meaning they're trying to keep people distanced. They're trying to minimize travel across borders. They're an autocracy. And so they're using the full capability of their police state to sort of manage COVID. Again, I call it on the inbound side, meaning preventing people from getting it. But the effect is almost similar to what we have in the US. We're here, we're getting sick more. There, they're getting sick less, but they're less free. They can't do the things that they used to do, not socially. I'm talking about in the workplace. So China's not doing that. Again, China wants to make as much money as it possibly can. And just like all of us do, they want to raise their standard of living, just like we do. So it's COVID. I think we talked about this last time.
Yeah.
So the economy is going to go as COVID allows us to go.
Yeah. Mitch, I'm reading stories about grocery stores in San Francisco, Philadelphia, where shelves are empty. And maybe some listeners might be concerned about this. And this might be a very elementary question. But we have two major cities on either end of the state, a couple of major interstates, but we're in the middle of the country. So if cities on the coast are experiencing shortages and they're closer to ports, what does that mean for us here in the middle of the country? Is that how a supply chain works?
Well, I mean, when it comes to food, things are a little bit different because the U.S. produces most of its food. We are blessed. We're blessed with those coasts, by the way, because we can export or import. But when it comes to food production, it's not, again, we're not completely self-sufficient, right? We get avocados from Mexico, but you could kind of call that a southern state. So we are really blessed in this case that we are largely self-sufficient. And when you think about where the food gets made, Bill, it gets made in the middle of the country, emanating outwards. So where are the farms? They're not in, well, by the way, there's some farms, there's plenty of farms in Pennsylvania, but they're not like the farms here in the Midwest. So it's not as if we're not going to start seeing some of that as well, because those locations are going to pay higher prices and product will move where the profit wants it to move. So things will go to Philadelphia and things will go to San Francisco because they're willing to pay. But in this case, it's opposite. The closer you are to the coast, if you will, a little bit further you are away from where food production happens in the United States.
Yeah. All right. When we spoke just before Christmas, you weren't confident in the near future of this correcting anytime soon. Has your outlook improved or worsened since we talked on Black Friday?
I would love to say improved. And the answer is it's gotten a little worse. And just, you know, for me, everything is stories. And so I have a client and he's the director of, by the way, a company, but I work very closely with the director of supply chain. If he listens to this, he's going to know who he is. And he got COVID because he didn't want to get vaccinated. No, he got COVID early before the vaccines, just because he was out in society doing his job, by the way, working in his facility, working in his warehouses. He got COVID, he got pretty sick. And then he held off on getting vaccinated and he got COVID again, which you're not supposed to do, right? So it's supposed to be this natural immunity that we build up. It didn't happen for him. He's a healthy guy, by the way. Look, sort of, this is not somebody that we would say has 40 years old. He's a healthy person. He got COVID again. It wasn't as severe, but still he had to quarantine. His kids had to quarantine. His wife had to quarantine. So he got vaccinated. So that's good. But it's been many, many months ago now, and he got Omicron. So this young man has gotten COVID three times. I thought that wasn't sort of supposed to happen. Certainly, wow. A lot of people that didn't want to get vaccinated, thought that, I'll gather that natural immunity. But I think the economy, and by the way, we could talk about politicians and whichever side you're on, they don't matter as much as we would like them to when it comes to either inflation or any of this. It's really up to us as individuals. I think the economy goes as COVID takes us. I couldn't have expected Omicron. We just spoke, 7 weeks ago?
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't exist as far as we knew. And so we were going to get past Delta. We were going to develop natural immunity or get boosted and vaccinated. And now Omicron comes along, which kind of says, well, I don't really care if you're either. I got the ability to get you sick. So I don't know if, what's next? Zeta, Omicron Delta combo. It's troubling. I'm a little troubled. I wish I could be more optimistic. I was optimistic back when we spoke last, but COVID is mutating and we've not yet figured out how to handle that either on a vaccination level or societal.
Yeah. Yep. Dr. Mitch Milstein, appreciate your honesty. Absolutely. Professor of supply management at UMSL and a consultant. And, I think our listeners appreciate this too. And you do a great job of not talking very technical terms. You're very good for the everyday person that you're an expert in this area, but for people listening to it, you're not, but you do a great job of explaining it. And I really appreciate that.
Well, I my job in the family is to go to the grocery store, Bill. So
yeah. Well, Mitch, always a pleasure to have you on. We'll have you on again soon, and maybe we'll have some better news. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
I hope I can talk optimistically next time, Bill.
Yeah, thank you. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.